The 2024 presidential hopefuls hitting the campaign trail. I'm Kathleen Maloney, Fox News. Fox's Bill Malusian reports from Iowa.
It's now 3 years since the Capitol riots of January 6th, and that's something that President Biden decided to highlight in a campaign speech yesterday when he went after former President Donald Trump, calling him a threat to democracy. Well, today, Donald Trump shot back at President Biden when he was on the campaign trail here in Iowa. Take a listen.
He runs out of fuel. The fuel doesn't last very long, so you notice the speeches, they start off very energetic. He's a threat to democracy. By the end, he's like, oh, I got to get off. This is not the man we should have for our president.
In the meantime, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, they've been going after each other in recent days and weeks. They've essentially been fighting over that second place spot in polling behind the front runner Donald Trump.
A medical scare involving the Secretary of Defense comes to light.
Concerns are being raised after the Pentagon reportedly waited several days to notify President Biden and other top officials that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was hospitalized in the ICU. The 70-year-old was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center Monday night after apparently suffering complications from an elective surgery. Austin is said to be recovering well and has resumed his full duties. President Biden says he has complete confidence in Austin.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. In a statement, Secretary Austin says he takes full responsibility for not alerting the public to the situation sooner. A woman in her 90s has been pulled alive from a collapsed house in western Japan. The rescue coming a full 124 hours after a major quake slammed the region, killing at least 126 people. Aftershocks are continuing from that quake. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A winter storm made an impact on most of the northeastern U.S. yesterday, but conditions varied depending on where you lived. Greg Payne with Fox 29 in Philadelphia with the details.
What little snow King of Prussia received, it was quickly washed away by the rain. But despite whether your area experienced more snow or more rain, the road conditions nonetheless were challenging for drivers.
They've been pretty bad. It's like icy. And yeah, there's a lot of like ice on the ground.
As much of the Philly metro is experiencing rainfall and more is expected in the coming days, the focus quickly shifts from snow impacts to potential flooding.
A second storm system is expected to hit the Northeast Tuesday night. Another surge in migrants at the U.S. southern border.
Activity has also been picking up recently. Yesterday, Fox cameras capturing video of about 100 migrants or so being taken into custody near an exclusive neighborhood with high-end homes. The area butts right up to part of the Rio Grande River and has become another hot spot. We also caught up on Friday with Democratic Congressman Don Davis of North Carolina, who made the trip to Eagle Pass to see this crisis for himself. As the talks between lawmakers and the White House continue over that supplemental spending agreement, where President Biden has requested $14 billion for additional border funding, Congressman Davis says they must act fast as this ongoing crisis is just not sustainable.
Fox's Casey Stegall. House Republicans who traveled to Eagle Pass, Texas, are urging President Biden to take action on border policy. Hezbollah militants in Lebanon launching about 40 rockets into Israel yesterday. It's one of the largest attacks to come from the terrorist group since the war began 3 months ago. The IDF responding with an extensive attack later in the day. The latest strikes coming as Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up de-escalation talks in Jordan. I'm Kathleen Maloney. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.